Here I am at New Holland North American headquarters with Vice President for North America, Abe Hughes. Abe, you've welcomed the Ag Media out here once again to your beautiful facility. We're out here looking at a lot of new equipment. Tell us a little bit about how you're celebrating some key milestones in the history of the company.
Well, Chuck, it's always great to have the media here, and you in particular. We've got Abe here,
right.
And we've got Zimmerman, but we don't have Abe Zimmerman, the original founder of this company. Next year will be 120 years since we founded this company, right here in New Holland, just down the street. It's been an incredible success since then, an incredible global brand, and as you well know, Chuck, we've been rejuvenating here in North America for the last 4 years, and that continues. Mm-hmm. This year we're launching 25 products. Some of our best you're seeing right here behind me. We've got our roll-belt balers here. These, in fact, have not even shipped yet. We're getting ready to ship them later this month here. These are going to go to market. These are solutions for our farmers. It's been 7 years since we've come out with new balers. We've already launched our 560, and here we've got two other versions that we'll be launching out there to make sure we hit every need in the market for our baling technology. Chuck, as you know, we're leaders in baling. We're leaders in the hay and forage equipment market, and we plan on staying leaders, and we plan on growing our leadership.
Uh-huh.
So these babies right here behind me are the pride and joy of this company.
Yes, that's what you guys would call a legacy product line. But we also have here some fascinating new equipment. We're not next to it, and that's your new CR Combine, because I understand the only one in North America right now is right here at New Holland.
Yes, we have our Class 10 Combine with an incredible new cab designed for incredible comfort. Our last cab, our farmers begged us, our dealers begged us, don't mess with it because they loved it so much. Believe it or not, we did just the right things to improve comfort within the cab, not just for the operator, but for the people that come in, say the operator's wife will come in, spend a couple hours with the farmer. We've got a cooler in that buddy seat. We've got a bunch of creature comforts for the digital age. Other things that we've done with our combine, greater lighting. There's a lot of new lighting available today in the market. So we've added that in so when that farmer's out there 24/7 harvesting, they're able to see better than ever, get great visibility. I think any farmer that goes into the New Holland combine, sees our cab, is going to love it. But what's really going to win them over, all those smart farmers, is the fact that our combine, our rotary combines, are celebrating 40 years in the market. We're the first to invent the rotary combine. We've perfected the technology. You can't get better small grain production out of there, not only in terms of volume capacity, but in terms of quality of seed. There's no other combine like it, which is why the grass seed farmers, anybody that's creating seed, all the seed farmers use the New Holland combine. They're smart. It's the best combine in the market.
Well, you mentioned the visibility. I got a little test drive today, and I almost felt like we were traveling in a glass bubble. You know, you could just see everywhere, including down, up, back, sides. It's more visibility right there that's got to be incredibly important when you want to really keep track of what your implements and stuff are doing.
Well, that's right, and it's also intuitive. You know, we made sure that we had the operator's area so intuitive that when, you know, you decide you want to do certain functions, the engine adjusts. We're really concerned here at New Holland about fuel economy. So it's almost like a CVT where this thing is putting the power where it needs to go into the operation that it needs to have. People who use our tractors are going to find our combines are getting to be just as easy to operate. It's a wonderful piece of equipment. We're really proud of it.
One of the things that I heard you say when we opened up here that I found kind of fascinating, we don't hear it all that often, is your relationship with your dealers and how you're kind of, I don't want to say rejuvenating that, but really further strengthening and developing those.
Absolutely. You know, this business isn't just products. You know, we love the products. I think we're all passionate about them. But it's more than iron, right? This business today, in order to succeed, needs a dealer network that's second to none. And so New Holland has spent, during our years of rejuvenation here, a lot of time with our strongest and best dealers. And now we're also doing a lot of upgrades of some of those dealers that need a little more attention. So that's going on. But what we're doing that's really unique is that we're recruiting new dealers into this business. New Holland is not consolidating dealers. We're not pulling dealers together and saying, you got to buy out this other guy. We really believe in that strong, independent, local dealer model. We believe our dealers can be perfectly fine wanting one or two or three stores. They don't need to be this big, huge, giant regional corporation. We think our farmers want to deal with people they know from the church, people they know from the school board. They want that strong local dealer network that they've lived with, that they've trusted for years. And so we're working to make sure we have the right entrepreneurs in this business that give a lot of attention to service in particular, because this business is about service. You can sell the equipment all day long, but you've also got to be able to service it. And so we're encouraging our dealers to really get their game to the top levels in the area of service with our dealer standards program. And we're also getting new people in this business that are leading entrepreneurs. They've already proven themselves in the rural economy. Now we want them to think about the New Holland brand as a great brand. So folks in North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Montana,
Pensacola, Florida.
There you go. Although we've already got a pretty good dealer in Pensacola, Florida. Yeah. All right. But we're looking for dealers in key places where we can grow this business. Again, we want the right entrepreneurs that are looking for ways to make money and ways to support the farm economy. Those are the kinds of people we want to have in our business.
Well, and another thing I'd like you to mention here also is what you call your industry partners, where you're partnering with organizations like Growth Energy, or how you've really made a more official this relationship with NASCAR. For you know,
well, you can see my NASCAR logo here. We're official partners of NASCAR and have been for over 30 years. But we're really excited about the new partnerships we formed. And these aren't sponsorships; these are true partnerships. And what do we mean by that? Growth Energy, for example, we believe that growing America's fuel is just as important as growing food. And a lot of the ethanol today comes from corn in America. And so we're helping the farm economy by taking a strong stance, supporting ethanol, because it's controversial. We're the only major ag brand that's been able to do that. I've been personally involved with the Growth Energy folks. I've gone to Washington. I've sat side by side with some of the ethanol plant owners, some of the biggest farmers in America, to lobby our congressmen to say that ethanol is absolutely important for this country. We need to regain our energy independence in this country. Mm-hmm. And if the current world turmoil isn't really underlying how important that is, we can't be sending troops abroad anymore to fight for oil. We've got to grow our energy right here. And there are many other reasons why supporting ethanol is really the right thing to do. It helps our rural economies. It's cleaner fuel. You don't put as many particulates out in the air. And the best thing, of course, is that it gives farmers an option. Yeah. More sales of their corn, right? And that's what we need now more than ever with commodity prices the way they are. Our idea and our bet is that ethanol market's going to soak up a lot of that and hopefully drive that corn back up to a good level for us all.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Abe Hughes, for bringing the media out here. And I'll come back to New Holland anytime. Just, you know, let me know when you want to show off something new here. And, boy, we got a lot of it out here in the yard around the North American headquarters. So from New Holland, Pennsylvania, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.